Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 403, the stanzas 2 and 3. Our Lord is great, he calls by name and counts the stars of night. His wisdom is unsearchable, and wondrous is his might. And what follows? A Psalter 403, the stanzas 2 and 3. the portion out of God's holy word, of which we wish to read together, can be found in Job 38, the verses 1 through 30. But first we will read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Job 38, the first 30 verses. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for he will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou wast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sung together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors, when it brake forth, as if it had issued out of the womb, when I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my degreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud ways be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholding, holden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare, if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? that thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the pass to the house thereof. And knowest thou it, because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? By what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Hath the rain a father, or who hath begotten the drops of dew, out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven, who hath gendered it? The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee to gather us and our children by renewal within the walls of thy house of prayer on this Sabbath day. Then thou wast also spared this day from harm and from danger, from the cold hand of death. We may still be in the precious day of grace. We humbly ask thee for the spirit of prayer and of supplication, and also of thanksgiving. May it please thee to be a prayer giving, a prayer hearing, and a prayer answering God. May it please thee to grant a heart to acknowledge thee for all the blessings which thou so bountifully bestoweth upon us, that in the midst of the cold we may have warm homes and a warm church together in this evening hour. And, Lord, then in the realm of nature, then when thou causest the sun to shine in its warmth and beauty, then the snow was given to melt. But by nature our heart is so hard that under all the proclamation, under thy blessings, under thy afflictions, then it remains so cold and untouched. And thou hast a people upon the earth that is given to lament. Oh, they have experienced different times when there may be that melting, but that is given to lament because of the coldness of their heart. And then with a desire, and that desire is also a given desire. It is a merited desire that cold heart by renewal, that it may become warm, with a vehement desire to receive something from above. To that end, Lord, we humbly ask thee, may it please thee to bless thy holy word, and may it go forth with power divine, and may it be accompanied by the loving and irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, O wilt thou remember thy Zion? Thou knowest where they are encamped. Thou knowest who were thine. Thou knowest their longings. Thou knowest their desires. And may thou be a surprising God. And may empty vessels be filled in this evening hour. O wilt thou grant unto thy people the exercise of faith? Oh, thou wast given that faith in its essence in the moment of regeneration. And now to exercise that faith, to be given to simply trust in thee, for body and soul, that is what thou grantest by the immediate working of thy Holy Spirit. We commend unto thee smoke and flaxes. Oh, there can be the fears that it shall, and that it is all coming to an end, that it shall become evident that it was never of thee, but, Lord, thou wast promised that the smoking flaxes, they shall not be quenched to that end. May it please thee to blow by thy Spirit, that it may be revived. And the broken reeds that are so cast down, looking within, looking at the circumstances, and no courage to look upwards. Wilt thou cause the waters of consolation to flow, that they may lift up their weary heads, to look upon that almighty and wonder-doing God, but also that God who showeth mercy through his beloved Son. Lord, may it please thee in this evening to convert sinners. Convert our little children. Convert our youth. Convert the middle-aged. Convert the elderly ones. Bless the means of grace to that end. Wilt thou remember the consistory, with their manifold labors, who is sufficient unto these things? May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. Remember the consistory, when they hope to meet in this week. Bless the instruction in our homes. Help fathers and mothers to that end. We commend unto thee the manifold needs of our Christian school. Oh, do continue to grant traveling mercies to and fro. May it be at times for fathers and mothers that they may be given to bewonder thy goodness when on the dangerous roads their children safely may return. Remember administration, the instructors, all those that labor in the school. We remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember our theological school, the instructors and the students. May the number be increased. May it also please thee to incline young hearts to study for teacher. Wilt thou uphold the persecuted church? Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Remember our mission field in the midst of so much unrest. May it please thee to restore peace. Wilt thou continue to watch over the team with their families? Wilt thou remember all the outward needs, graciously provide the daily bread for our family circles? May there be times that they may be given to see thy special providence therein. Lord, we live so independently. May we be given to need and acknowledge thee more. Then by renewal we commend unto thee the mother in the hospital. Wilt thou help her in this week with a further procedure? May thy blessing rest upon it. And may she return to her dwelling. Remember her with husband and children. And ah, Lord, that this calling may come out of thy right hand. It is a special calling. Thou art speaking in a special way. Wilt thou remember all those that are sick and afflicted, our little children, those that could not come up to thy house because of bodily infirmities. Wilt thou grant them a Sabbath day blessing. Remember all the mourning ones. Wilt thou continue to uphold and strengthen them. Remember our elderly ones. Then we remember a brother elder who in this week with his wife and family may commemorate, that thou may add another year unto his years. Wilt thou continue to remember and help him also in the official labors. Wilt thou remember the crosses, the burdens, the sick relatives. Lord, remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Remember the member under censure. Oh, do give repentance, while it may yet, and while it can yet. Oh, we commend unto thee a young couple who hope to come up to thy house in this week for a special purpose, to be united in holy matrimony and to begin life's journey together as husband and wife. Wilt thou grant them a special place at thy footstool? May they be given to beg of thee thy special blessing and thy special presence, and that it may be a marriage for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. And may it please thee to grant further traveling mercies. And then we commend unto thee another couple. The daughter has already traveled to a far country. The family, some of the family circle hopes to do so in the coming week. We also commend them unto thee. Wilt thou grant a place at thy footstool? May they desire and beg of thy presence. Lord, then by renewal in this day, then we remember our poor country. In the day of tomorrow, then the communities hope to come together to remember many who have given, who have sacrificed their lives for the liberties which we are partakers of them. Then we commend our armed forces unto thee. Remember those that have returned maimed in body and also in mind or both. Remember the family circles, and O Lord, we are a country that have departed so far from thee under thy judgments, the judgment of the hardening of the heart, under thy displeasure, and in general no repentance, where it seems that sin is sin no more, and where there is so little guilt. Lord, may we be given to see the signs of the times. Wilt thou grant a hiding place? Wilt thou convert us as thou doth convert all thy people? May it please thee to grant thy help in this evening, our Lord. May our eyes, may our expectation be from thee alone. May it please thee to grant us few simple words to speak. O wilt thou open thy precious word? O wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers? O Lord, remember all those that have come up. O wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance, binding the devil fast. And may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Remember all those who could not come up, Lord. Then by renewal we have to confess that we are unworthy of the least of thy blessings, and yet they are blessings which not one of us can do without. We need thy blessing to go through the time. We need thy blessing for our never-dying soul, O wonder-doing God. May it please thee to grant a richer outpouring of thy Spirit upon us and our children, that thy great and worthy name may be praised. Oh, shall it be well? Then we need to have a little beginning here below. And what shall it be for thy church in eternity to be delivered from the devil, from self and from the world, and to cast the crown at thy feet, and to give thee glory forever and ever, ach Lord. Wilt thou remember us with thy favor, that thou bearest unto thy people, pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 438, 1 and 2. The spacious heavens laud the glory of our God. With full majestic praise, the open firmament, and what follows, 438, 1 and 2. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 9. Question 26. What believest when thou sayest, I believe in God the Father, Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth? Answer, that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that is in them, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence, is for the sake of Christ his Son, my God and my Father, on whom I rely so entirely that I have no doubt a body will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body, and further, that he will make whatever evil he sends upon me in this valley of tears turn out to my advantage, for he is able to do it, being Almighty God, and willing, being a faithful Father. Lord's Day number 9 speaks of believing in God the Father, Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, with four thoughts. In the first place, the eternal Father. In the second place, the creating Father. In the third place, the merciful Father. And in the fourth place, the providing Father. Believing in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, the eternal Father, the creating Father, the merciful Father, and in the fourth place, the providing Father. Beloved congregation, in Lord's Day number 7, then there was spoken of true saving faith. That faith that brings a son and daughter of Adam into a relationship with a living God. Then in the second place, then we have heard it, that true saving faith, that is an act of faith. Then that people become busy with the things of the Lord. Then in the third place, then it is a fruitful faith. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the Sermon on the Mount, at the end, then he has spoken that ye shall know the tree by their fruits. And in the fourth place, it shall be assimilating faith, because then that people by true saving faith, do we not read in the scriptures that the saints of God, that they are called godly ones? That means, oh, it is true only in part. But I read in Romans 8 verse 29 that a child of God becomes conformable to the image of Jesus Christ. We have heard in the last Lord's Day that there was spoken of the Trinity and also of special works ascribed to them. In this Lord's Day, And then there is given an explanation. And congregation, what a precious explanation that the instructors have given. Oh, have there been souls when we have read that answer that you have sent petitions up to the living God and have said, "Ach, Lord, may that now be my portion by free and sovereign grace, that I may be saved and to receive that blessed portion of the people of God here below the church, may receive a little beginning of the good things of the Lord to taste thereof. But it is only a foretaste. But what shall it be for the child of God when the Lord takes them home? When they may be above the strife, delivered from self, from the world, and from the devil." Oh, when we read of the Father in the Scriptures, then it is used in a twofold sense. There are times in the Scriptures when Father is mentioned, that it refers to the whole divine essence. But most of the time, then it refers to the first person of the divine essence. In the Old Testament, then there is not so often spoken of Father as the first person, but many times of the relationship of the Lord to the children of Israel. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 6, there it is written, "Is he not thy father that hath brought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee?" In the New Testament, there is oftentimes spoken of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, how often he has spoken of his Father. The first words that are recorded of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible, what are they, boys and girls, young people? What are the first words recorded in the Scriptures of the words that Christ has spoken when he is tabernacled upon this earth? Then as a child of 12 years, then in Luke 2, verse 49, "Wist ye not that I must be in my Father's business?" Christ has spoken of his Father's pleasure. In Matthew 11, the verses 11 and 26, that it is hidden for the wise and prudent and revealed to the babes. Then Christ has spoken of his Father's house. Oh, in the beginning of his ministry, and at the end, when he has cleansed the temple, then he said that he must not make his Father's house a house of merchandise. Christ has spoken of his Father's name, has spoken of his Father's will, has spoken of his Father's commandment in the Garden of Gethsemane. He has prayed unto his Father more places, of course. When we think of the crosswords, the first crossword he has addressed his Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The seventh crossword, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Then Christ in John 14, verse 2, then he has declared to the disciples, "In my Father's house are many mansions." Then concerning our first point, then the instructors have declared in answer 26 that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that means that the Father was from eternity We hope to hear in Lord's Day number 13, if the Lord grants it, the only begotten Son of the Father, that the Son was from eternity. So that means that the Father was never without a Son. To that end, He is called the Father, because to be a father, then a father needs a child. The Father had His only begotten Son from eternity, the eternal Father from eternity to eternity shall never cease to exist. Our second thought, the creating Father, who out of nothing made heaven and earth with all that is in them. And our children, I think that you know what it is to create. It is true in the scriptures, the words make and made and creating, they are used interchangeably. But then even our children can understand it, that there is a big difference. Your mother can bake a cake when she has ingredients. Your father can make something when he has material. But when we have nothing, we cannot make nothing. But now the Lord, because before the Lord created the heavens and the earth, there was nothing. And then He has spoken everything into being, although concerning man, they have counseled together, and then Adam was made from the dust of the earth, and Eve from Adam's rib. Then we have heard last week that the work of creation is especially ascribed to the Father, but it is clear from the scriptures that it does not exclude the other two divine persons, because we have heard that the Lord has said in Genesis 1, the verses 26 and 27, let us make man in our image after our likeness. In Psalm 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord, that is Christ, were the heavens made. The Lord refers to the Father and the breath in the original language, then the word breath and spirit and wind, that is the same word. Then it is clear in the scriptures, oh, we live in a day that there are so many that deny that the Lord has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days of 24 hours out of nothing. There are many that deny the first chapters of Genesis, and then soon they start denying the rest when mankind no longer believes in an almighty God, an almighty Father that has created heavens and the earth. Then soon man despises the whole word. Then soon man goes his own way. That is experienced in our country. Oh, in former days, it is true there was not perfection, but then as a general rule, then the family Bible was opened. Then there was spoken in the family circles. The people on the Sabbath day, they still went up to the house of God. There was still an impression of an almighty Creator who has made the heavens and the earth. And then the Lord has created all things for His glory and for His honor. And then the creation of God that declares His omnipotence. That means that He is almighty. When He has spoken everything into being, oh, what a pillar that is for the faith of the true child of God. Oh, for an Abraham without a child, an unfulfilled promise Oh, it went through the depth of from an Abraham and from a Sarah. It could no more. And then when the Lord has come over, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Oh, souls in my midst, undoubtedly that think, if the Lord would now say those precious words to me, then I would be so glad and would be so happy. And then an Abram was given to say, ach, Lord, it can no more, because I am old and my wife is old, and this Eliezer, he shall be my heir. But then the Lord has said unto Abram, look now at the starry sky and wonder and count the stars if they were able. And then in Abraham, then he was given to see that the Lord was an almighty God. Oh, is anything too wonderful for the Lord? Oh, when it can no more from man's side than it can yet from the Lord's side. Man's extremity, that is God's opportunity, and in that way he glorifies himself. Oh, then in Abraham, then he was given to behold the wisdom of the Lord in the creation of them all, and he counts the stars by night. Have we not sung it together? Then in Abraham, then he was given to behold, that is God was a faithful God in the upholding the starry sky, the sun and the moon. That the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that in them is. Many times our old fathers, then they have spoken of uses in the way of application. And now let me ask you, congregation, what do we now do with the creation of God? Are there times that we truly may observe it? Or are we so busy stooped down with the things of the earth and gathering a portion of this world that there is but little time to observe the wonderful creation of God? Gideon Debray, in the Confession of Faith in the second article, then he has said the creation of God, as it were, is an elegant book where we may see the handiwork of the Lord. Many psalms we have sung from Psalm 19, a Psalm 104, at the end of the book, the Songs of Praise, then the psalmist is given to notice the wonderful creation of God. Then in the second place, then we may speak of thanksgiving. We have mentioned those songs of praise. Then in the third place, to examine how we use God's creation. Is it all for self, or may it also be for our neighbor and for the welfare and the coming of the kingdom of Jesus Christ? Then in the fourth place, that we may glean from the wonderful creation of God, we have read a portion out of the book of Job. A man whom the Lord has led in such mysterious and such unfathomable ways. And then three friends have come. They have done better when they were silent, when they spoke. And they have said, Job must be a special sin. And Job has justified himself. And now in chapter 38, then the Lord begins to speak. And then he speaks of his creation. We have heard that the snow, the hail, these further chapters given to speak of the animals, the birds. And then in chapter 41, Then Job has declared that he was vile, that he would lay his hand upon his mouth. In chapter 42, then he said, Lord, thou canst do anything. And in the sixth verse, I abhor myself in dust and ashes. In Job 12, the verses 7 through 9, there it is written, concerning the birds, the animals, knowest thou not, that in all these things the Lord has wrought this. Then in the fifth place, boys and girls, young people, what does it say in the Bible? That we must do with our Creator. Where is that text found? Then we read in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Have you done that, boys and girls? Do you remember your Creator and His Word? Has the Lord converted you? Has the Lord given a new heart that you may know your Creator, but also to love Him and to seek Him? And when Solomon, by the inspiration of the Spirit, has said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, that does not omit the middle-aged and the elderly ones. Because as we become older, then our time becomes shorter. It is true, the young can also die when there shall be no more today, tomorrow. But how necessary to remember thy Creator. Then in the sixth place, in the way of trials, impossibilities, maybe a few in our midst, in the way of providence, that there are mountains so high, impossibilities so great, that from man's side, it can no more, and to come on the place that we have not deserved it, that we have all sinned it away. But the Lord has said unto Abraham in Genesis 18, verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? The Lord is everything in His hands. When we read this article, I believe in God the Father, then there is a comma, Almighty, another comma, a maker of heaven and earth. Thus it does not say, I believe in God the Father, and then Almighty maker of heaven and earth, but there is a comma between Almighty and maker. And that is for a purpose, for instruction and for comfort. And then it tells us that the Father is not only Almighty in the way of creation, but that He is Almighty in all His works. He is Almighty in the work of recreation. We may even say, there's a greater work in a certain sense to convert a sinner than to create the world. And why? Because with the creation of the world, there was absolutely no resistance. The Lord has made everything good. But now with the recreation of a lost son and daughter of Adam, then there is an evil, a rebellious heart, the carnal mind, that is at enmity with the Lord. And there is the prince of darkness, that does everything in his power. No, he is not almighty, but he does have much power, and to keep lost sinners under His control. When we consider that wonderful work of creation, and then we may even draw lines between the creation of the world and the recreation of a lost sinner. When we think of the first day, children, what has the Lord created on the first day? We would go from bench to bench. And not only the children and the young people, we would also ask the fathers and mothers what the Lord has created on the 6 days. Think it through with your mind. Could then all fathers and mothers tell me what the Lord has created the first day, the second day? Therefore, it is so profitable that also fathers and mothers in catechism season, that they may speak of the lesson which they are studying. And then in the first day, and the Lord has created the heavens and the earth, then He has created light. And now in the work of recreation, and then the Holy Spirit, then He enlightens a sinner to receive a knowledge of God and of self. But then there are so many things obscure. Oh, when the Lord works, then we shall know that something has taken place. But we cannot always give it a name, but we do know that it has become very different. Then in the second day, then the Lord has made a separation between the waters below and the firmament, the atmosphere, and the clouds above. And so in the work of recreation, then the Spirit granteth a greater knowledge, a separating knowledge. And then in the third day, a further separation. But then the earth became fruitful, and so it is in the work of recreation. We have spoken out of Lord's Day number 7 of that engrafting, and on account of that engrafting, then that shoot that bears fruit to the glory of God. And Christ has said in John 15 verse 8, "Herein is My Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." Oh, the child of God has to lament. But now in that further recreation, then on the fourth day, then the Lord has created the sun, the moon, and the stars. Then in the further leadings, then a child of God may learn the fountain of all good, but also the way of salvation. Then we have said the comma after Almighty, Almighty, a supernatural, that wonderful work of conversion. That is our third thought, but let us first sing. A Psalter 15, the stanzas 1 and 2. O Lord, our Lord, Thy glorious name, all Thy wondrous works proclaim, in the heavens with radiant signs, evermore Thy glory shines, and what follows? Psalter 15, 1 and 2. of believing in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, the eternal Father, the creating Father, and now thirdly, the merciful Father, who for the sake of Christ his Son is my God and my Father. By nature, who is our Father, young and old? What does it say in John 8, verse 44? And then Christ has said to the Jews that the devil was their father. What an awful father that is, who only has one purpose, and that is to keep us on that broad way, so that at the end, that we shall come in hell. But now we have heard that he is an almighty Father, and that for the sake of Christ his Son. Thus, when we speak in this Lord's Day, we have said last week, must make a separation for the church to receive the Father's gifts, to be exercised in the Father's works, and when it may please the Lord in the further leadings. What the Apostle Paul has experienced and written about to the Romans, to know the person of the Father. Then he has become the Father of the church by grace, where he has elected the church. In the second place, where he has given a Son to redeem that church. In the third place, then he becomes the father of the child in the moment of regeneration. Of course, a little baby does not know the name of the father, but becomes an adopted child, later declared in the catechism. And then in the fourth place, by true saving faith, justification and sanctification. And now concerning the child of the Father, then he shall love the Father does not mean because when the Lord works, we have to do with the Lord. Oh, we live in a day that there is a world that speaks much of the Father, but it is clear they do not love the Father. They do not know the Father. They do not obey the Father. They do not honor the Father. They do not imitate the ways of the Father. Thus there is a Christendom in our day that can speak very beautifully, but Christ has said, by their fruit ye shall know them. But now when the child may be born again, ye shall know them by the marks of grace declared in the scriptures. And to that end, the true child of God is given to creep many times through the scriptures. And how joyful and happy they are when they may find their life declared. But now they need to come to a knowledge of the dear Son of God for the forgiveness of sins. Oh, what Thomas has said, my Lord and my God, our forethought, the providing Father. And then what a gracious and what a beautiful explanation that the instructors have given of that faith in an almighty and a faithful Father. And then we can make a separation, very close related, the creation and providence of the Lord in the coming Lord's Day and Lord's Day number 10. There is spoken of the providence of God and also of the prophet of the providence of God for a child of God. And then there is much likeness, and yet we can make a separation. When the instructors are speaking of the creation, then they are given to speak when a child of God by true saving faith, to say it simply, when they may look at a tulip or a flower or the sun, the moon. Has the psalmist not declared in Psalm 8, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth? When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Thus then in this Lord's Day, then we are not speaking of the ordering of the creation in the Father's divine providence, but then we are speaking of the creation itself. And when it may please the Lord, by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, when they may be given to behold that creation in itself, then we are not speaking of the ordering of creation, but when the child of God may receive a little, a solemn impression of whom the Lord is in his wisdom, in his power, and in his faithfulness, then our instructors, then they are given to declare, and that is in the essence of faith, because a child of God learns that they can bring forth nothing, but that God is honoring unbelief. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 6, and then he has said, O ye of little of faith, and then he has pointed to the lilies, to the sparrows, to the things of creation. But now in the exercise of faith, when the child may be given to behold the wonderful works of the Lord, on whom I rely so entirely that I have no doubt but he will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body. How is that, congregation? With that relying, is there still that dependent life? Or do we rely on an insurance policy or a bank account, our possessions, and that secretly it is our thought that we can provide for ourselves? Because in our deep fallen Adam, we have joined that company that is called help herself, and that with we want to rely on our possessions, on our strength, and our wisdom. But now when a child of God may become small, when they may come on that right place, oh, the psalmist in Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. The psalmist in Psalm 124, verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And our congregation, then in the way of prosperity, when everything is going well, then we can maybe speak these words. But now when the Lord, oh, with a Job, when those four messengers have come, and then to be given to say, Oh, then the church learns that what the instructors are here given to declare, based upon the Word of God, that is a gift from above. And oh, people of God, what a blessed place, what a sweet place, when we may be given to behold the Lord and to be given to believe, oh, it is true, in that beginning time. Then the question arises, if I was now a child of God and had that faith, those further exercises, then I could give everything so easily over, then I would have no cares. But how often Zion can be exalted when the Lord sends trials and when the Lord sends tribulations, that they say, do you now think that you are a child of God, when within Elijah the brooks are drying up and no solution? Oh, what a grace to be given to wait upon the Lord, and when the Lord may grant a solution. And further, that he will make whatever evils he sends upon me, and what evils are upon this earth. What a blessing it is when the child of God may really be given to believe that it is all decreed, all ordered, and all known by the Lord. Oh, whatever evils he sends upon me in this valley of tears, know for the church of God, this is not the land of rest that is reserved for above. Here it is a valley of tears, but blessed that people that may have a place at the throne of grace, where they may go in this valley of tears with all their blessings, with all their needs, with their trials, with their sins. Turn out to my advantage. Does that mean that the child of God understands it? What has Christ said to his disciples in John 13, verse 7? What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Oh, in the heavens for the church. Then it shall all become plain. Here at times the Lord grants a little light. They may be given to see the Lord's goodness. Also in the way of chastisement, turn out to my advantage. Romans 8, verse 28. For we know that all things shall turn out for good to those that love God, that are called according to his purpose, for he is able to do it, being almighty God, and willing, being a faithful Father. Oh, it is the honor of the Lord to provide for his child in sown and unsown ways, and that to his glory and to his honor. Some years ago, a young father has told me, a family of little children, same as our families, and then one of their little boys on a school day, he had a little toy truck and it was stepped upon many pieces. And then mother says, boy, gather the parts together, put it in the garbage, and we shall buy you a new one. But that little son had other thoughts. He gathered all those parts together, put them in a bag. He waited for his father, and then he says, Father, here, you were able to fix my little truck. That father said he looked, seemed impossible, because my son had so much trust in me. Then I have sat together a long time, with my little son, and we have put it together, a simple example. 'Tis the Lord's honor, 'tis the Father's honor, to provide for his child, not always according to their wishes, but he knows their needs. The blessed portion of the child of God. What a rich answer. What an easy life, congregation. Blessed the child of God to experience at times, oh alas, they have to smite themselves upon the breast. Also concerning that relying and that trusting, they can only bring forth that God is honoring unbelief. But now it is the work of the Spirit. Oh, at times, impossible, and yet wonderful ways. And they shall be ways, congregation, that a child of God shall not forget. Because in that way, oh, it shall be with a confession of their unbelief. But oh, when the Lord comes over, then they shall be ashamed, and then they shall be astonished with that vehement desire that the Lord receives all the honor and the glory, young and old, who was our Father, all by nature. Then it is the devil. What an awful banner to be underneath. But now we have heard that he is almighty. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, ask the Lord that by his almighty grace that he may draw you and that he may place you under another banner. And then for the child of God, oh, this Lord's day gives much to meditate and much to examine. Blessed that people do I not read in Psalm 125, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Jerusalem that is surrounded by the walls. Oh, in the Scripture, do we now have one example of a child of God that has come in perplexity, that has come in need, and that was put to shame? And no, do we not read in Ephesians 3, verse 20, and now unto him that is able to do exceedingly above what we ask or think, unto him be all the glory. The psalmist in Psalm 145, the verses 5 and 6, happy is he who hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose God is the Lord, who made heaven and earth and all that therein is, who keepeth truth forever. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may acknowledge thee that thou hast given another Sabbath day unto us and our children, that we may still be in today. And may it please thee to bless thy word, fill with a holy jealousy, where we have heard of the exercise of faith and the blessed portion of thy people, where they are purchased for body and for soul, for time and for eternity, Lord. And may it please thee to watch over us in this week. Oh, well, thou remember the different communities, oh, when we hope to come together and to remember those that have sacrificed for the liberties of our country. And may we and our children not forget. Oh, well, thou bless the labors of our hand. Oh, well, thou grant courage and strength. Oh, well, thou remember the mothers with the children in home, adorn the daytime and the night watches. O wilt thou be mindful of the unborn? O wilt thou help and remember the fathers? O wilt thou remember on the way? O wilt thou remember the children at school? O wilt thou watch over our youth who are studying in institutions of higher learning? O wilt thou be a fiery wall round about them? And may it please thee to keep from harm and danger. O wilt thou keep from sin and temptation? O Lord, watch now over us in this night. Bring us safely to our dwellings over the slippery roads. O wilt thou remember man and beast in the winter weather? Pardon us of all of our sins, also of this day, in speaking and in listening, for Christ's sake only. Amen. A Psalter 100, the stanzas 2 and 3. Delight thee in the Lord, and he will grant thy heart's request. To him commit thy way in faith. To him commit thy way in faith. And what follows? Psalter 100, the stanzas 2 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.